గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం జ్ఞానానందమయం దేవం నిర్మలస్ఫటికాకృతి ఆధారం సర్వ విద్యానాం యద్గ్రీవముపాస్మహే. బహుపద బహువ్రీహి నీలోత్పల వపుఃపాతు శ్రీమత్పీతాంబరోహరి యస్య ప్రసాదాత్ కుబ్జాభూత్ దివ్యసుందర విగ్రహ. సో ఇది బహువ్రీహి, మెనీ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. మెనీ మీన్స్ మోర్ దాన్ టూ. బహుపద. సో లెటర్స్ పదచ్ఛేదం నీలోత్పల వపు పాతు శ్రీమత్ పీతాంబర హరి యస్య ప్రసాదాత్ కుబ్జా అభూత్ దివ్య సుందర విగ్రహ. సో హరి పాతు, మే లార్డ్ హరి, శ్రీకృష్ణ పాతు, మే ప్రొటెక్టర్స్. సో శ్రీకృష్ణ ఈజ్ వాట్ సమ్ ఎడ్జెక్టివ్స్. నీలోత్పల వపు, హీ హ్యాస్ ఎ బాడీ వపు విచ్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఉత్పల నీల, బ్లూ లైక్ లిలీ. ఓకే, సో నీలం ఉత్పలం ఉత్పలం వపు ఉత్పలమివ వపు. ఓకే, ఉత్పలం ఈజ్ లిలీ. లిలీ కెనాట్ బి ది బాడీ, లిలీ లైక్ బాడీ. ఓకే, లెట్ అస్ టేక్ ఇట్ లైక్ దాట్. సో అండ్ దెన్ శ్రీమత్ పీతాంబర, హీ హ్యాజ్ ఎల్లో ఎల్లో క్లాత్ విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ షైనింగ్. శ్రీమత్ షైనింగ్ ఎల్లో క్లోదింగ్. ఓకే, ఎస్య ప్రసాదాత్ బై హూస్ గ్రేస్ కుబ్జా అభూత్. కుబ్జా ఈజ్ ఎ డ్వార్ఫ్, డ్వార్ఫ్ 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 అభూత్ బికేమ్. సీ ఇన్ భాగవతం దర్ ఇస్ అ స్టోరీ. So Shrikrishna was walking in the streets of Mathura. Then a dwarf, one who has a hunchback. There is a novel, The Hunchback of by some great author. Victor Hugo. So the hunchback of Mathura, she is. Victor Hugo's hunchback is a male, whereas she is a female. And she was a hunchback. She prepares perfumes for Kamsa. She is an expert in perfumology. So Kamsa employed her. And so she is taking perfumes for Kamsa early morning. Morning 7:38, she is taking perfumes to him. Then Sri Krishna saw her and asked her, "Can you give some perfumes to me?" She said, "Yeah, please take it." And she gave all. Then he told, "You come here." And pressed the feet with his foot and held under the chin and did like that. So she became normal. So she is very beautiful now. So Divya Sundara Vigraha, the body she has, Vigraha is a body, which is beautiful. And Divya shining. So that is how she became. That is the verse. Okay, now the words nilotpala vapuhu, three words are there. And it is a bahuvrihi, one who has a body like that. Okay, the person who has the body, the anya padartha pradhana, that is the bahuvrihi. Okay, we'll say neelam palamiva vapuhu yasya saha neelotpala vapuhu. I added iva to make it more meaningful. Okay, iva can go into samasa, you know, so not a problem. Bahuvrihi, it can go padmakshaha padmamiva padmeiva akshiniyasya saha. So like that, iva can go into bahuvrihi. It has not yet come yet, but probably it will come later. Adidantarala, it can go into bahuvrihi, yeah. Like in Karmadharaya, you have, so this upamana into the samasa in Bahuri also you can have. Like Divyadhani Parimala Paribhoga Satchidananda Sripati Padara Vinde, that is a Dharmadharaya. Like that Bahuri also can be there. Okay. Like Padmakshi Padma Sambhava. Padmakshi is what? Bahurihi, you know. Padme Iva Kshiniyasyasa. Bahurihi. So Iva can go into Bahurihi.
Is there a restriction of what words can be added in the Vigraha Vakya Samhita?
No restriction depending upon the meaning.
But you can add many words in Bahurihi when doing Vigraha or you cannot?
You can add Eva, Iva, such words. Not anything other than that.
No, because here instead of Iva, could you have said, Neelam Utpalam Varnam? Can you break Varnam and say Madhyamapadalopi kind of thing?
Madhyamapadalopa Samasa, occasionally you can do. You can do Madhyamapadalopa Samasa. Varnam won't fit, you know. Neelam Utpalam Varnam, it doesn't fit like that. Yeah. Iva is ideal. Okay. Neelam. Blue hued.
Blue hued.
Utpalamiva.
Utpalamiva.
Like a lily.
Like a lily.
Vipuhu body. Vapuhu body.
Vapuhu body.
Yasya to whom?
Yasya to whom?
Saha he is called.
Saha he is called.
Neelotpala vapuhu.
Neelotpala vapuhu.
Srimat.
Srimatam.
Pitambaram. Yasya saha.
Yasya saha.
Srimat pitambaraha.
Srimat pitambaraha.
You see, in Madhyama Padalopa Samasa, the words are such that they compel you to put that middle word. They compel you. Like Shaka Parthivaha. Shaka Priya Parthivaha. The words, the structure compels you to bring in that Priya. That kind of Madhyama Padalopa can be done.
Sometimes you hear about some garbhita bahuri. So can you now split it saying neelam utpalam, neelotpalam, neelam eva utpalam, then neelotpala eva? Is that a done thing or do you know Vigraha one line like this?
Because he is giving it as an example for bahupada bahurihi. So have three words and make it an example for bahupada bahurihi. Okay. This is nice. It's very easy enough. Srimata, shining, Pitam yellow, Ambaram dress, Yasya to whom, Saha he is called, Srimat Pitambaraha. So, Pitambaraha if you have, that becomes example for Dvipada Bahurihi. Srimat if you add, it becomes example for Bahupada Bahurihi. Divya Sundara Vigraha.
Divya Sundara Vigraha.
So, Vigraha is Pumlinga, but in Bahurihi it becomes a Strilinga. Because Yasyasa, Anyapadartha Pradhana. Okay. Divyaha.
Divyaha.
Sundaraha.
Sundaraha.
Vigraha.
Vigraha.
Yasyasa.
Yasyasa.
Divya Sundara Vigraha.
Divya Sundara Vigraha.
Divyaha Shining.
Divyaha shining.
Sundaraha beautiful.
Sundaraha beautiful.
Vigraha body.
Vigraha body.
Yasyaha to whom?
Yasyaha to whom?
Sa, she is called.
Sa, she is called.
Divya Sundara Vigraha.
Divya Sundara Vigraha.
Okay. Then, Sankhyo Bhaya Pada Bahurihi.
Sankhyo Bhaya Pada Bahurihi.
So the name is self-explanatory. You have a Bahurihi in which both padas are called, they are numbers, Sankhya. Sankhya, Ubhaya Pada, Bahurihi. Okay. Kanane Sminnaho Rajan.
Kanane Sminnaho Rajan.
Vitrairaya Sita Janaihi.
Vitrairaya Sita Janaihi.
Labhyante Panchasha Nagaha.
Labhyante Panchasha Nagaha.
Yujur Balinaf Prabhum.
Ityo Churvalina Prabhu.
Yeah. kaname
asmin
abo
rajan
vitrai ayasitah
janaih
labhyante
panchashah
nagah
iti
uchuhu
balinah
prabhum. So balinah prabhum uchuhu. Balinah means a strong people. Means the king went to a forest. And there, among those dwellers, forest dwellers, some strong people, very powerful people, came forward and told the king like this. They told this. Balinaha prabhum uchuhu. So what they did say, thus they said. What is it? Aho rajan, rajan, o raja, addressed. Aho, aho means aha. Okay, some surprise. Asmin kaname, in this forest, so panchashaha nagaha labhyante. Five or six, panchashaha. Pancha is five. Sha remains in shash. Shash is the shabda. So, prathama ekavachanam, prathama bahuvachanam, ekavachanam will not be there. Prathama bahuvachanam will be shat. Five or six. So, five or six elephants. Labhyante can be seen, can be gained. Gaining means can be seen.
Naga.
Naga elephants. Naga is elephant.
It's not snakes, Swamiji.
Snake is also called Naga.
Oh, okay.
I felt it is elephant. Strong people, this and that. You know. It eats both. Okay. So, these five or six elephants, one can gain them, one can get them. These five or six elephants are troubled. Ayasitaha. They are made to run. They are troubled by two or three people. Dvitraihi janaihi. That is the ashcharyam. O king, Maharaja, please see. It is a surprising thing. Five or six elephants can be put to lot of running around and trouble. They can be troubled or tested by two, three people. That is what they said to the king. They are very strong people. So we are such powerful people. We can make five, six elephants, so with two, three people. That is what they said. Okay? Something they said. Don't bother about all the...
Kanane
is in the forest. Kananam, Kanane. Now in this, that Dvitraihi is there. Two or three. Dvitraihi. So Prathama Bahuvachanam will be Dvitraha. Okay? So Dvitraha. Yasya Saha won't be there. Two or three. Two or three Anyapadartha Prathana. What do you mean by two or three? Two or three people. Anyapadartha Prathana. Two is meaningless. What do you mean by two? Two people. Similarly, three people. Number is abstract. Number doesn't mean anything. You have to connect it with something. That is how it becomes Anyapadartha Prathana and therefore Bahuvrihi. Okay? Dvau vātrayo vā
Dvau vātrayo vā
Vitrāha Dvau vā
Dvau vā
Two are
Trayo
vā
Three.
In English, one R is enough. Four R. In Sanskrit, you have two. You can have one also. Dvau vātrayaha, you can say. But to make the Vigrahavakya solid, so you put one more. Dvauva, Trayova, Dvitraha. Okay? So, Taihi Dvitraihi.
Taihi Dvitraihi.
You convert it into Tritiya Bahuvachana. Panchava, Shatva.
Panchava, Shatva.
Panchashaha.
Panchashaha.
So, you need not convert it. Panchava.
Panchava.
Five. Shadva.
Shadva.
R six. Are called. Panchashaha.
Panchashaha.
So panchashaha anyapadartha prathana, nagaha. Dvitraihi again anyapadartha prathana, janaihi. So visheshya nighna. Visheshya nighna. It subserves the substantive. That's why panchashaha subservus nagaha. Dvitraihi subservus janaihi. Vishesya nigna. That is an important aspect of Bahurihi. Okay?
Ayasita is also adjective, Swamiji, to nagaha.
Nagaha ayasitaha. Elephants are troubled. Then next, sankhyottara pada bahurihi.
Sankhyottara pada bahurihi.
So now you know, uttarapada is the number. Purvapada something else. Uttarapada is the number. That is the bahurihi. Okay? Brahmanah kativa rudraha
vadantamiti sankhyaya
kushalastvekaya yuktya
vadedu padasha iti
Brahmanaha kati va rudraha vadantam iti sankhyaya kushalaha tu ekaya yuktya vadet upadashaha iti So brahmanaha kati, how many brahmanas are there? The question is asked, how many brahmins are there? Brahmanas were there. So how many of them are there? One question. Rudrava kati. Rudras are how many? Two questions are there now. Iti vadantam. Like that one person is asking. So he has to be given a reply. Two questions are asked. Reply has to be given. What reply you will give? So ekaya sankhya. Sankhyaya. With one number you should reply both questions. How many brahmanas? How many rudras? So, with one word, you should give reply to both questions. Yuktya. For that, you need that knack. That yukti. Yukti is a knack. That knack you need. That's a trick. And so, only kushalaha can reply like that. An intelligent guy can reply like that. Vadet. He may reply like this. If he has intelligence, if he has a knack, he can reply both questions in one stroke, with one word. What is that? Upadashaha iti. Close to 10. That is the answer he gave. Close to 10. Because there are 9 brahmanas, close to 10. There are 11 rudras, close to 10. In one word, both are the reply. So he created some context. To include that number, to fix, to bring that number upadashaha, he has got some context. Upa is close, near, you know, like that. Dashanam samipe,
ye santite,
upadashaha. Upa close is not important. Dasha 10 is not important. The people are important. Brahmanaha, rudraha. Upadashaha brahmanaha, upadashaha rudraha, like that vishesya nignatvam also is important. Okay? Okay. Dashanam.
210.
Samipe. In the close, in the vicinity.
Whosoever.
Santi, are there. They are called. Upadashaha. You can make one more thing like that. These are not very popular words. Occasionally they come. Ekadashanam samipe.
Ye santi.
Upaikadashaha.
Ekadashanam samipe.
In the vicinity of 11.
Ye santi.
Whosoever are there.
They are called.
Upaikadashaha. Okay. Saha purva pada bahurihi. So purva pada is a saha. Saha is avyaya, together with. Uttara pada will be something else. Anya pada artha pradhanyam will be there all the time. Sakala saha santanaha.
Sakala saha santanaha.
సకలా అపిబాడవాః
సకలా అపిబాడవాః
రోచు స్వస్తి మహీపాయ
రోచు స్వస్తి మహీపాయ
సహపుత్రాయ సంతతం
సహపుత్రాయ సంతతం
సకలాః బాడవాః ఆల్ బ్రాహ్మన్స్ వాట్ దే డిడ్ స్వస్తి ప్రోచుః దే సెడ్ ఆశీర్వచనం శుభం సో బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ దే సెడ్ టు హూమ్ Mahipaya, they said blessings to the king. Mahipaya is the king. So all the Brahmins said blessings to the king, Mahipaya. So what kind of blessings? Santatam swasti prochuhu. Always auspicious things may happen to you. Like that, they said. Okay. Now,
what is Mahipaya?
Mahipaya is for the king. Wherever swasti comes, far should come. Chaturthi should come. Swasti swaha swadhalam vashad yogaccha. Chaturthi sutra. Swasti swaha swadhalam vashad. When the words are connected with them, then chaturthi will come. Swasti to whom? Mahipaya. Unto who? Chaturthi. Okay? To the king, santatam swasti. Always auspiciousness should be there. Like that, these brahmanas, all of them, sakalaha brahmanaha, so they told, okay? You see, sakala shabda is like Rama shabda. Whereas sarva shabda is like sarva shabda, sarve. Because sakala is not in the sarva rama gana. Sakala is not in the sarva gana. That's why akaranta pungi is sakalaha you get. If you say sarva, you should not say like sakalaha. You have to say sarve. Okay, now there are some attributes, visheshana. For brahmanaha visheshana, badavaha. Badavaha is brahmanaha. Two visheshanas are there. Sakalaha, sahasantanaha. You see, sometimes in that saha can disappear. Only sa can be there. Sabalaha. Sahabalaha, both are there. Both are possible. Sakalaha, sahakalaha. You can say both. Sakalaha, sahakalaha. Okay? So even when you see sa, it means saha only. You can have saha, entire saha you can have. Or just only sa you can have. Both mean the same. Both come under saha, purva pada karma bahuvrihi. Okay? Sakalaha. Kala is a part. Kala is a part. A part is called kala. So, for brahmanas, having kalas, having kala, kala must mean something else also. Some shining, this and that. You get the dictionary? Ah, it is here. I will take it. You just have to show me, I can put it. Kala. Kala is a part. Nishkalam Brahma, you know. We are Vedantins, we know what is connected with
Vedanta.
Kala is part. In Bahuvrihi it becomes Nishkalam. Kala, Deergham.
Deergham.
Kala is part. Strilinga Shabda. Bahuvrihi it can become anything. For Brahmana having kalas, some meaning. Saralava. You have to remember alphabet all the time. Seeing the dictionary, kala. Kala, a part, a bit. A digit of the moon. Okay, for Brahmana, digit of the moon won't apply. Interest on the capital. A division of time. The 68th part of the zodiacal. Any practical art. Yeah. The Brahmanas have some arts with them. Chatushashti kalas, you know. 64 kalas. Some arts they have. Many arts, brahmanas can have many arts. they have together with some arts. That's why the king has invited them. Some of them recite Veda, some of them are Bharatanatya specialists, this and that. That is the main. Okay, got it. Sakalaha Brahmanaha. Then Saha Santanaha. The Brahmanas came along with their children also. Then going to the king's court to take the kids also. They will enjoy a little and have some nice food, this and that. So along with the children they came and they blessed the king. The king is also having his son by his side. Sahaputraya. Sahaputraya is a tribute to Smahipaya. So you have now three words which fit into the example. Okay? Now you say, Kala Visahavartante.
Kala Visahavartante.
It is a Kalaha.
It is a Kalaha.
See, Sahavartante we added. Just to complete the sentence, Vartante we added. Even without Vartante, Iti, Vartante, they are all added to complete the sentence. Okay? So, Kalabhihi Saha Vartante. Anyapadartha Pradhana. Saha is not important, Kala is not important, Brahmanaha is the important word. So, together with you can get Saha means always Tritiya will come. Saha means Tritiya will come. Apradhane Tritiya, like that there is some sutra, I don't remember. Tritiya. Apradhane, Putrena Saha, like that in Kaumudi there is a sutra. So, when you come with something else, that something else is secondary, you are the primary. Therefore, in the meaning of Apradhana, you get Tritiya Vibhakti. That is also there. So, whenever Saha is there, Tritiya will come. And so, Kalabhihi Saha, together with the kalas, art forms. Vartante they are, you may say. Kalabhissaha.
Kalabhissaha.
Together with the art forms.
Together with the art forms.
Vartante.
Vartante.
They are.
Iti therefore.
They are called. Sakala.
Sakala.
Okay. Santanaissaha vartante.
Santanaissaha vartante.
Iti. Saha santana. You may say sasantana also. You may say, both ways it can be said. Santana is saha.
Santana is saha.
Together with the kids.
Together with the kids.
Vartante they are.
Vartante they are.
Iti therefore.
Saha
santana.
Saha santana.
Saha putraya is there. First make it prathama. Saha putraha. Okay. Putrena saha vartate.
Putrena saha vartate.
Iti saha putraha.
Saha putraha.
Saputraha also you can make. He gives it there. Putrena saha.
Putrena saha.
Together with the son.
Together with the son.
Vartate.
Vartate.
He is.
Iti
therefore.
Iti therefore.
Saha putraha.
Saha putraha.
Saputraha.
Saputraha. Tasmai.
Sabhadyaha you can say. Bharyaya saha vartate, iti sabharya, tasmai you have to say. Sahaputraha, tasmai sahaputraya. Sabharyaha, saputraha, like that.
What did the second sakala apply to
him? All. All.
Oh, that's just an abhyaya.
Not abhyaya, Rama Shabda Vata.
Sakalaha again. So, first sakalaha is what you look in dictionary. Second sakalaha is just all.
First sakalaha is sa kalaha. Second sakalaha is a single word, not sa kalaha. Sakala shabda, yeah. It means two meanings. First sakalaha is sa kalaha. Second sakalaha is sakalaha. Rama Rama Ramaha. First one also is like Rama Rama Ramaha only. Yeah. Sakalaha means all. Sakalaha, everything. Like that. Now, Digantarala Lakshana Bahuvrihi. Lakshana means it points out. The word points out. What? The in between two directions. Digantarala. In between two directions it points out. And therefore it is a Bahuvrihi. Okay? In this Bahuvrihi, you point out two directions you say. But they are not important. In between is important. They are a pradhana. In between becomes a pradhana. Therefore, anyapadartha pradhana continues. may say this, the shloka, vidyuduttara purvayam
vidyuduttara purvayam
mogha maruto thava
mogha maruto thava
yadi dakshina purvayam
yadi dakshina purvayam
vrishtirnaiva bhavet tada
vrishtirnaiva bhavet tada.
You see, northeast is what? Northeast is in Sanskrit. Ishanya, Vayuvya, Agneya, Nairuruti.
Ishanya.
Northeast is Ishanya. And then southeast is what?
Agneya.
Okay, let us take like that. Okay? Now. Vidyute. Uttarapurvayam.
Uttarapurvayam.
Amokha.
Marutaha.
Athava. Yadi
dakshinapurvayam
vrishtihi
na
eva
bhavet
tada.
Okay.
Uttarapurvayam in the northeast okay. Vidyut,
lightning.
Amogha.
Will never fail.
Okay?
Is it a fail?
Yeah, mogha is failing. Oh. Will never fail means what? What is the failure or success there? Rain will come. Okay? Some prediction, some kind of meteorology, some old-fashioned meteorology. Marutaha.
Or wind.
So when you have a northeast wind, you will get rain. Or northeast lightning, you will get rain. Okay? Dakshinapurvayam yadi. If in the southeast.
In the southeast.
Tada then.
Then.
Vrushtihi rain.
Naiva
bhavet.
Not at all comes.
So if this lightning is in the southeast instead of northeast, if it is in the southeast, you will never get any rain. Even wind also. Whether it is wind or lightning. So this is some prediction, some meteorology. So here we are interested in Uttara Purva and the Dakshina Purva.
Did you say Dakshina Purva
was
southeast?
Purva is east. Dakshina is south. Okay? That is how the verse is. You see, one pandit, Jyotishi pandit, he is going. He is walking to the village. And then somebody asked him on the way, Panditji, when will we get rains? Then Panditji said, he calculated, just wait. Like that he calculated and said, for another 1 week there are no rains. He said like that. Then this washerman who washes clothes, he was going the same way. He said, Panditji, in half an hour it will rain. That is what he is. Well, you are a fool. It is not washing clothes to predict. You should know grahas, this and that. It is not washing clothes. Go. Okay, Panditji, I am telling you, in half an hour it will rain. So he went away. And the Panditji reached home. And the person who asked the question also reached home. Within half an hour there was heavy rain. The Panditji was stunned. My God, how did you? So then he went to him, carefully went to him. Hey, come on here. How did you know that it will rain? So how did you calculate? He said, I did not do any calculation. How do you know? Whenever my donkey, you know, he has a donkey to carry the clothes, he has a donkey. Whenever my donkey puts its ears upwards, generally, the ears of the donkey are like this, like this dog's ears. They call it dog ear. They are like that, normally flappy like. Then suddenly they are like this. Then he knows the way he says it. That is what he told. My God. Therefore we got a proverb from this. A washerman is better than an educated Brahmin. That is the proverb. Chakali vani kante, chadukunna vani kante, chakali vadu melu. It's a proverb. Like that. Okay. Uttara shabda, purva shabda, they are all sarvanama shabdas. Okay. Uttarasyascha,
uttarasyascha,
purvasyascha,
purvasyascha,
dishoho,
dishoho,
yadantaralam,
yadantaralam,
sa uttara purva,
sa uttara purva.
So, uttara purva, uttara purvayam, saptami. So make it prathama, uttara purva. What is this Uttara Purva? It is neither Uttara nor Purva. It is something other than Uttara and Purva. Therefore, Anyabhadartha Pradhana. Okay. Uttarasyascha.
Uttarasyascha.
To the north.
To the north.
Purvasyascha.
Purvasyascha.
To the east.
To the east.
Dishoho.
Dishoho.
To these two directions.
To these two directions.
Yet which?
Yet
antaralam,
antaralam,
in between,
sa,
that direction
is called
Uttarapurva.
Uttarapurva.
That is the digantarala bahuvrihi, digantarala lakshana bahuvrihi. Okay, dakshinasya, you make it saptami. Tasyam,
Uttarapurvayam.
You see, by the time you make it to samasa. Even Saptami also, Purva Shabda, in Saptami, Ingit is there. It can be like Rama or it can be like Sarva. Both ways are possible. That is how I remember. Purvasyam, Purvayam, Purvayoha, Purvasu, like that. Both are possible. Okay?
Dakshinu.
There is a sutra.
Pura Paravara Dakshinu Uttara Paravara Vyavastayam
Sanyayam. That kind of a sutra is there. Purva Para. Because of that,
Vibhasha Jashi,
yeah. In Jesse Vibhasha, so other things are Vibhasha, also follows here also. Dakshinasyascha,
Purvasyascha,
Dishoryadantaralam,
Sa Dakshina Purva.
Dakshinasyascha. To the south.
Purvasyascha.
To the east.
Dishoho.
To these two directions. Yet. Whichever. Antaralam.
In between.
Sa that direction is called. Dakshinapurva.
Dakshinapurva.
Okay. Uttara Paschima. You make other things also.
You receive the Strilinga.
Ah.
What about Marutaha?
Marutaha Pumlinga.
So now here it's qualifying either of them, right? Or it's only Vidyut?
No, it is not qualifying any Vidyut also. Uttara Purvayam, it qualifies a direction which is not mentioned there. Uttara Purvayam Dishi. You have to bring in Dishi. It is not qualifying Vidyut or Marutaha. They are Prathama. And this is Saptamaya Kavachanam. Uttara Purvayam Dishi. Or even Uttara Purvayam Digantarale. Antarale Saptam is Nichyanapumsakalinga. Just because Uttara Purvayam is a Srilinga, you should not convert Antarala into Napu Srilinga. It is Nichyanapumsaka.
Sorry, and this directions is always
Strilinga? Directions are Dikshabda is Strilinga.
Okay.
Dikbhishav Dishaha. So it is an adjective to Dik, therefore it is Strilinga.
So Paschima is always three also?
Paschima. Okay. Paschima Dik.
Okay.
There is a mantra. All the mantras. Like Prachyan Dishidevaha Uttarasyam Dishimasa Asamvatsaraha paschimayam dishi, like that there is a dakshinasyam dishi, like that there is a mantra. Even while sprinkling this water, they say that mantra. Prachyam dishi devaha vantu, like that. Okay. Next, vyatihara lakshana bahuvrihi. So the bahuvrihi which indicates vyatihara. What is vyatihara? Let us find it. This dictionary is very useful. Eralava. You need to know alphabet, you know. Vyatihara. Vyatihara, exchange, yeah, exchange, yeah, you know, it fits, mutual exchange, okay, parasparam, giving and taking, that is vyatihara, okay, it could be good or it could be bad, anything, vyatihara. Generally, we should not enter into vyatihara, like the other person, we don't reciprocate, then there is no vyatihara. The other person says a bad thing, you smile. There is no vyatihara. You say one more bad thing, vyatihara begins. Bahu bahavi.
Bahu bahavi.
Keshanchit.
Keshanchit.
Mushti mushtyad bhutantatha.
Mushti mushtyad bhutantatha.
Kesha keshya bhavad yuddham.
Kesha keshya bhavad yuddham.
Vanaranam cha rakshasam.
Vanaranam cha rakshasam.
You see, sometimes in one of the channels, once they have shown, in the TV channel, some rare videos they show. So, and he has shown one of the videos. So what he has shown is, sometime back he has shown, this rare video is Uttar Pradesh Assembly Session. That is the video. UP Assembly Session, a 10 minutes video. So they are talking, in Hindi they are talking. You see, we know Hindi. The local guys, they don't know Hindi. They only just hear. Somebody is saying something, somebody is saying something. Then suddenly somebody, he becomes so angry and throws something. And the mics, they are all given mics. These MLAs, they sit like this in chair and the table will have mics. They break that mic and hit with that. Public property has no respect. They should be made to pay money and all that. But government gets it repaired. And again they remove it and throw on the other person. Like that they started hitting each other so badly. And then chairs also they started hitting. At the end of it, 26 people were hospitalized as inpatients. And 180 people were treated as outpatients. Total number of MLAs is 420. And all that he has shown, very rare videos in that he has shown this. He purchased this video from some Indian channel and he has shown. So that is what is this verse. Exactly this verse is like that. Bahu bahavi.
Bahu bahavi.
Keshanchit.
Keshanchit.
Mushti mushti.
Mushti mushti.
Adbhutam.
Adbhutam.
Tatha.
Tatha.
Kesha keshi. Abhavat yuddham vanaranam cha rakshasam. So on one side vanaras, monkeys, on the other side rakshasas, demons. There was a fight, yuddham abhavat. There was a fight. In this yuddha, there are no weapons. The hands, they are the only weapons. Bahu bahavi yuddham, visheshyanikna. So in the yuddha, in which there are hands on hands, okay, mushti mushti, there are fists on fists, and then kesha keshi. That is American exclamation, very interesting exclamation. So kesha keshi means there are the keshas. So in each person's hand, pulling the hair. Hair and hair is also involved in the fight. Exchange, mutual exchange. That is the fight that happened. Okay? That is the shloka. It nicely applies to UP assembly session. That's why I remembered it. Okay, now, you see, the word is only this much. Bahu Bahavi. So, Bahus and Bahus are present in that yuddham. But now we make the sentence complete. And in the sentence we bring in so many things. All those things will not come into the samasa. Into the samasa only this much. Bahus and Bahus are there. In which? That is Bahu Bahavi. Mushtis and Mushtis are there in which? Mushti, Mushti, like that. But a Vigrahavakyam should not be like that. It should explain everything. Okay.
So the last word is Rakshasam, Swamiji, not Rakshasam?
Rakshasam is okay. Rakshasa is Rakshasanam.
Okay.
Rakshaha, Rakshasam. Rakshaha Napumsakalinga. Sakaranta Napumsakalinga, Rakshashabdaha, Rakshasudu. Napumsakalinga meaning is Pumlinga only. But linga is napumsaka, okay? Rakshaha, rakshasi, rakshamsi, like that. Bahubhischa, bahubhischa,
bahubhischa, bahubhischa,
drihitva,
drihitva,
idam yuddham pravruttam,
idam yuddham pravruttam,
bahubahavi,
bahubahavi.
So, idam yuddham, yuddham is coming from the shloka itself. So, pravruttam is brought in, based on yuddha, okay? All those are added. Bahu vishcha,
bahu vishcha,
with the hands,
with the hands,
bahu vishcha,
bahu vishcha,
and also with the hands,
and also with the hands,
gruhitva,
gruhitva,
having
grabbed,
idam yuddham,
this battle,
pravruttam,
happened,
therefore,
bahu bahavi,
okay, you got it, reading, etc., that is how it is. Mushtivishcha, mushtivishcha.
Mushtivishcha, mushtivishcha.
Now he changes grihitva to prahrutya. I have to put in whatever applies, okay? That will not appear in the samasa. Okay. Prahrutya.
Prahrutya.
Idam yuddham pravruttam.
Idam yuddham pravruttam.
Mushti, mushti.
Mushti, mushti.
Mushtivishcha.
Mushtivishcha.
With the fists.
With the fists.
Mushtivishcha.
Mushtivishcha.
And also with the fists.
And also with the fists.
Prahrutya.
Having hit.
Idam yuddham.
This battle.
Pravruttam.
Happened.
Therefore.
Mushti.
Kesheshu grihitva.
Kesheshu grihitva.
Idam yuddham pravruttam.
Kesha keshi.
Kesheshu.
Keshesu.
In the hairs.
Kesheshu.
Hairs and locks, you say. In the locks. Grihitva.
Having grabbed.
You can say locks, right? You can say locks. Okay.
Hair is nitya singular.
Oh. Kesheshu is in English. English is not hairs.
Okay.
Locks is a bit
archaic. Locks is better. Yeah.
Swamiji, in our part of Allentown, the local people say hairs.
Oh.
They say, how would they want to cut?
Yeah. Idam yuddham pravruttam. This battle happened. Therefore, kesha keshi. That finishes bahuri.
Swami, this is an adjective to the battle.
Battle, yuddham. Idam yuddham.
Okay.
Yuddham comes again. Kesha keshi yuddham. Bahu bahavi yuddham, like that.
So in this type there's repetitions of the words.
We say like that. They fought with hands on hands. So two times the words come. Then only it becomes samasa. If you say they fought with hands, there is no samasa. Dvigu samasaha.
Dvigu samasaha.
Sachaikavadbhavyanekavadbhaviti.
Sachaikavadbhavyanekavadbhaviti.
Karmadharaya evasyapi.
Karmadharaya evasyapi.
Antarbhavo buddhair mataha.
Antarbhavo buddhair mataha.
So dvigu is another samasa, a name given by Panini. So the dvigu is of dvidhad dviguhu. It is of two kinds. Ekavadbhavi, anekavadbhavi. Ekavadbhavi means it becomes like one, a group. Collective noun, collective noun. Anekavad bhavi, don't make it a group, keep it aneka, okay? So, like that, dvigu is, dvigu is two types. Ekavad bhavi, anekavad bhavi. Bhavi means becoming, becoming like one, becoming like many. That is ekavad bhavi, anekavad bhavi. Asya karmadharaye eva antarbhavaha buddhair mataha. So the scholars of Vyakarana, they consider this is included in karmadharaya alone, part and parcel of karmadharaya alone. It is not outside karmadharaya. So tatpurusha contains karmadharaya, karmadharaya contains dvigu. Panchavatya samam kshetram.
Panchavatya samam kshetram.
Trilokyan nahi vidyate.
Trilokyan nahi vidyate.
Tatra panchagavandatvat.
Tatra panchagavandatvat.
Janashreshtha padam vrajet.
Janashreshtha padam vrajet.
Kshetram, a pilgrimage center. Trilokyan nahi vidyate. Triloki, ekavachanam. Trilokyam saptame ekavachanam. So in the group of three worlds, so he makes it one. Three worlds, bahuvachanam. Group of three becomes ekavachanam, collective noun. Okay, dvigu samasa is collective noun. So in the group of three worlds, there is no pilgrimage center equal to Panchavati, a place called Panchavati in south. Why you call it Panchavati? Because there is a group of five banyan trees there. That's why Panchavati. Okay? Panchavatya samam kshetram vilokyan nahi vidyate. So when you go to that place, Panchavati, there you do dhanam. Generally people do charity when they go to a pilgrimage place. And so there also you do charity. What charity? Panchagavam. A group of five cows you give. He just makes it like that. He wanted a few examples, not that you should do. You may do also. This is not any smurti or any such thing. The Shastri who wrote this, he just made a verse like that. Then you will get a Shrestha Padam. You will get a Loka, Punya Loka, which is very superior. Okay? After death, the person will get a Punya Loka, great Punya Loka he will get. Okay? So now we wanted three words which are there. The rest of it is all contextual. Now, ekavad bhava you have to do. Means a collective noun. Collective, so that is samaharaha. That samaharaha is collection. Okay. Panchanam vatanam samaharaha.
Panchanam vatanam samaharaha.
Panchavati.
Panchavati.
Panchanam five.
Panchanam five.
Vatanam,
vatanam
of banyan trees,
of banyan trees.
Samaharaha,
samaharaha
collective,
collective
is called
Panchavati.
Trayanam lokanam,
trayanam lokanam
samaharaha,
samaharaha
triloki,
triloki.
The collective of three lokas,
the collective of three lokas
is called triloki.
Triloki
panchanam gavam samaharaha,
panchanam gavam samaharaha
panchagavam.
Panchagavam,
the collective of five cows,
the collective of five cows
is called
panchagavam.
Panchagavam anekavad bhavi dviguhu.
Anekavad bhavi dviguhu.
Here we don't make it collective, keep it going, keep it bahuvachanam only. Buddheshu vibhutas sarve.
Buddheshu vibhutas sarve.
Bhadavas chadvareshvapi.
Bhadavas chadvareshvapi.
Gayantiyam karya siddhyai.
Gayantiyam karya siddhyai.
Bhajeshan maturam tada.
Bhajeshan maturam tada.
Shivena prahita devim.
Shivena prahita devim.
Labdhum saptarshayo varaha.
Labdhum saptarshayo varaha.
Girindropi prahrushtasan.
Girindropi prahrushtasan.
Sutam pradad bhavayahi.
Sutam pradad bhavayahi.
Okay. We have some two, three words, but the context you see. Sarve yuddheshu vibhutaha yam gayanti. In all battles, the devatas sing the glory of that Kumaraswami. Okay? Arumugam. Shanmaturam means Arumugam. Arumugam. Aru means six. Mugam means face. One who... So something related to six faces. Okay. So, Sarve Vibhutaha Yuddheshu Yam Gayanti. All devatas sing the glory of Kumaraswami. Because Kumaraswami is the field marshal of Deva armies. Deva Sena Nayaka. So that is the story. He is the field marshal, or the, he is the chief of army staff for all the armies of devatas. And so when there is time for battle with Rakshasas, so they sing his glory. Oh, Kumaraswami, like that they sing his glory. Okay. And then Badavaha Advareshvapi, not only in battles devatas singing, but also in yajnas brahmanas also sing his glory. Subrahmanyogum, Subrahmanyogum, Subrahmanyom. Like that they sing his glory. Subrahmanya is one of the rhythmics in the yajna. They sing the glory of Subrahmanya. Yam gayanti. Why they sing his glory? Karya siddhyai. For the fulfillment of the job on hand. The yajna gets fulfilled. If Subrahmanya Swami or Kartikeya, Kumara Swami, he blesses. And then devatas will get victory if Kumara Swami blesses. That's why they sing. Okay. Then, saptarshayaha varaha shivena prahitaha devim labdhum. This is another context. That context is different. Okay. So, Shiva sent the rishis, seven rishis. The great seven rishis were sent Shiva, by Shiva. For what? To get Parvati in marriage for Shiva. So Shiva wanted to marry Parvati. Then somebody has to convey this message to Shiva's, Parvati's father. So Shiva sent the Saptarishis to Shiva, to Himavan, the father of Parvati. Okay? So hey Himavan, here is Shiva, he wants to marry your daughter in marriage. So you please offer your daughter in marriage to Shiva. Like that they go and advise Himavan. So they went. Giri Indropi Prahrushtasan. Then the Saptarishis told the Himavan that your daughter has to marry Shiva. He is very happy. Sutam Pradat Bhavayahi. He gave his daughter in marriage to Shiva. So that was the... That is another part of the same story. Then Kumara Swami Jananam and all that, it is, that is how Isheva Purana story. Okay? Now we have two, three words from all that. Shannam Matrunam.
Shannam Matrunam.
Apatyam Puman.
Apatyam Puman.
Shan Maturaha.
Shan Maturaha.
You see, here it is a Tadhita Prayoga. So, Apatyam Puman comes from Tadhita Prayoga. So, Tadhita Prachaya will come. In that meaning it will come. So, Apatyarthe, in the meaning of the son or daughter, the offspring, in that meaning Tadhita Prachaya will come. But here, the Shat Matru, six mothers, that is not made into a group, they remain independent. The six is six, Matru is plural. Shat Mataraha. Okay? So now you do samasa. Shat, shash, jas, matru, jas, and then tadhita pratyaya. We did not do the collective noun. That's how it becomes example for anekavadbhavi. Okay? You don't see plural in the word because the son of six mothers is one. That's why ultimately tadhita pratyaya makes it singular. But if you keep the tadhita pratyaya aside, shat matru, that remains plural. That's why it is given as an example for anekavadbhavi pitu. Understand? Okay? Don't think that it has become singular and therefore it should go to ekavadbhavi. It is not become singular. It remains plural. It is the tadhita pratyaya which made it singular, not the samasa part. Samasa part is plural only. Shannam matrunam.
Shannam matrunam.
Of six mothers.
Of six mothers.
Apatyam puman.
Apatyam puman.
Male child.
Male child.
He is called Shan Maturaha.
Shan Maturaha.
Six mothers. He was born and then six mothers brought him up. They have reared him. The six mothers are called Kritikas. Kritika is a star. It's all symbolic. Kritikas are stars. It's a group of six stars. That is Kritika. Kritika, Nakshatram, Agni, Devata. Agni is the Devata for the Nakshatram. Nakshatram is a group of stars. Kritikaha, not a Kritika. In Sandhi, Visarga is gone.
So this Maturaha, you said it's just?
No, it is Ekavachanam.
It is
Ekavachanam. The son of six mothers. Shat Matru. A Pracheya will come. Shat Matru A. Then guna will come, maturaha. Guna will come, something else will come, shan maturaha. Okay? Just take it like that. It is not mata, matarau, mataraha. It is maturaha, not mataraha. The saptarshayaha is there. It is samasa. Saptarshayaha samasa. Okay? You have to take it as samasa. If you take it as sandhi, then it doesn't become example. If you take it as samasa only, it becomes an example. Sapta chate rishayascha.
Sapta chate
rishayascha. Saptarshayaha.
Saptarshayaha.
This remains plural. It is not made into a collective noun. That's why anekavadbhavi vikam. Te rishayaha.
Te rishayaha.
Those rishis. Sapta.
Sapta.
R7.
R7.
Therefore. Saptarshayaha.
Saptarshayaha.
Wonderful. Dvandva samasa. We will do next class, Dvandva. Is it all right?
Yes.
How do you say?